So let's review. The previous Mishnah taught Kol Hashtar Sa'olim Ba'arkoy Shal Akum Af Apish Shechesmein Akum K'sherim Chutz Megitei Nashim V'Shechur Avodim. All shtaris that were completed by a non-Jewish court and signed by non-Jewish witnesses are valid. However, regarding the get of both a woman and a servant, if they were signed by non-Jewish witnesses, they are not valid. Reb Shimon Omer, Af Eilu K'sherin. Reb Shimon disagrees and says that even Gitei Nashim V'Avodim that were signed by Akum are valid. The Gemara explains the Machlokes as follows. The Tanna Kamma holds the get is possible because he concurs with Reb Meir that Eid D'Chesim Ekarti. A get is initiated through the Edom who signed the get, and Akum are disqualified the Lav B'nei Krisis Ninu, as Rashi explains, that we derive from the Pasuk V'chasav La Seva Krisis V'nasim B'yada V'chasav V'nasim Mishri Yeshna B'nasina Yeshna B'ksiva. A witness to Gittin V'kedushin can only be someone to whom these halachas apply. However, Akum, the Kivin D'Lei Sheikh B'teris Gittin V'kedushin, Ein Nasin Edom Adavar. A non-Jew is disqualified from being witness to Gittin B'kedushin because these halachas do not apply to him. Reb Shimon, however, holds Af Eilu K'sherin. The get is valid because he concurs with Reb Elazar, who holds Edom Asir Karti. A get is initiated through the Edom who witnessed the delivery of the get, who in this case are Yisraelim, and the non-Jewish signers are irrelevant because there is no need for Eid Chasima. However, the get is kosher only B'Shemus Muvhakin if these signatures are well-known non-Jewish names, and as Rashi explains, Le'asi L'mismach Alayu De'meidu Yadi De'akumheim. There's no concern that a Bezin might assume that these are valid Chasimas and allow a woman to remarry without Eid Mesira, because all know that these are disqualified non-Jewish signers. However, Reb Shimon agrees that the get is possible if the signatures are not Shemus Mavhakin, because Maidi Reb Elazar b'mizuyif mitoichesh apostle. Reb Elazar only holds that a get is kosher through the Eid Mesira, where there are no Eid Chasima at all. But if there are Eid Chasima psulin, the get is possible because, as Rashi explains, Dima Asala Mismach Alayu. A Bezin might assume that these are valid chasimas and allow a woman to remarry without Eid Mesira. And regarding the Mishnah's conclusion of Lo Nisku El Bezman Shanasa Behedyet, the Gemara explains, Seifa Asoin the Gitei Momen. This is actually a continuation of the Reisha regarding Shar Shtaris, that a Shtar Mecher, sale document, is kosher if it was completed through Arkois, non-Jewish judges, because as Rashi explains, Shtar Raya Ba'almahu. The shtar is only a proof of the transaction, which took place earlier when the buyer paid the seller. And Eloyov Zuzi Kamayu Loy Mari Navshayu Lichtiv Shtar. The Arkais would not risk their reputation and write a false shtar if they did not see the actual kinyan when the buyer paid the seller. However, a shtar mecher is possible if it was completed by Hedyotis, commoners, because Lekapti Umari Navshayu. Hedyotis are not concerned with their reputation and might write a false shtar. Zak the Mishnah, Ha'emer ten get zel ishti v'shtar shechur zel avdi imrotza lachzer b'shnein yachzer divrei meir. If a person tells his shlich to give this get to his wife, or this shtar shechur to his slave, Remeir holds that the mishaleach can retract it because it does not take effect until it is actually given to the eved or isha. V'chacham ha'maymerim begitei nashim avoloi b'shechur avodim. The master cannot retract the shechur because zachen la'adim shaloi b'fanav. Since it is a schus, an advantage for the Eved to become free, the shlich becomes a shlich lekabbalah, the Eved's agent as well, even without the Eved's knowledge. And the shlich already took effect when the shlich accepted it from the Yadin. However, the Baal can retract the get because ein chavin le'adam shalei b'fanav, since it is a chayiv, a disadvantage for the woman to receive a get, the shlich does not become her agent unless she explicitly appointed him as her shlich. Therefore, in this case, he remains only a shlich la'ilacha, the husband's agent, and the get did not yet take effect. However, a meir holds that even shichur is a chayif, a disadvantage to the eved, and ein chavon la'adam el b'fanav. The Gemara points out that the opinion of the Chacham regarding a shtar shichur, that we say zachan la'adam shlei b'fanav, because it's a schus for the eved, can be understood two ways. Either that the Chacham hold hatoviz l'bal chayif b'mokim shechav l'chayim kana, a person can become a shlich for the recipient through schia, even if it is also a chayv to the mishaleach, the owner who will no longer own the eved. Or, in general, the chacham hold hatevis l'bal chayv b'makom shechav l'chayim loikana. A person cannot become a shlich through schia if it is a disadvantage to others. However, in this case, he does become a shlich, because kol lo'emer tenu ko'emer zochudami. the Mishalech statement of Tnu, deliver the Shtar Shechur, is considered as if he had said, Zachu, accept this for the Evet, and the Mishalech consented that the Shleach become the Evet Shleach. The Gemara cites a Mishnah in Masechtas Peah in which there seems to be a Machlokes Rabbi Elazar v'Chacham, in Tevis L'Bachay B'Mokom Shechav L'Acher. Zak the Mishnah, Misha Likeres HaPeah V'Omer HaRezu L'Ploini Ani. Rabbi Elazar Omer Zachaloi. Chacham Omer Yitnenu L'Ani Hanim Tzarishin. A usher, who is not eligible to take Peah, took the Peah with the intention of acquiring it for a specific poor person. Apparently Rabbi Elazar holds, HaTevis L'Bachay B'Mokom Shechav L'Acherim Kana. Therefore, he has indeed acquired it, even though it's a disadvantage to the other anim who would have come to take the peah. And the Chacham hold, HaTevis L'Bachay V'Mokm Shechav L'Chayim, Loikana. Therefore, he has not acquired it, and he must give it to the first ani he encounters. However, the Gemara says that is not necessarily so. Perhaps Rabbi Eliezer generally holds, HaTevis L'Bachay V'Mokm Shechav L'Chayim, Loikana. And the reason that in this case, Zocholoi, is because the Migui, the Iboyu Mafkil Hulanikse Vahava Ani Lukhazile. Since the usher has the option of relinquishing all his possessions, thereby becoming an Ani and eligible to take Peah, Umig de Zakhalila Navshe Zakhalakhavre, and since he can now take, theoretically, the Peah for himself, he can also acquire it for another Ani. And perhaps the Chacham generally hold Hatevis Lubakhiv Makbushabakhem Kana. And the reason that in this case, Loy Zakhalai, is because there is a specific exclusion in the Pasuk. And we darshan it as, do not gather it for the poor.